Blog Talk.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Franchise Interviews, where for over 4 years we've been asking the franchisepreneurs who own one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. We have a great show today. We're meeting with Ronnie Deutsch, the founder and president of Ronnie Deutsch Tax Center, and Matt Ritchie, executive vice president of Ronnie Deutsch Tax Center. Ronnie Deutsch, a professional tax corporation, is the nation's largest tax resolution law firm. They've been helping clients resolve their tax liabilities for over 20 years and have saved their clients millions of dollars along the way. In 2009, Entrepreneur.com listed Ronnie Deutsch Tax Center as one of the fastest-growing franchise companies in the country. And that's coming up on Segment 2 of Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand? The opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach.
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Who's helping build America one small business at a time? Franchise Inc., a free consulting service.
For years, Franchise Inc., a national company, has been helping people franchise their business concept and help folks like you own a franchise.
With over 2,500 franchise systems out there, it can be awfully confusing. Don't take chances with your future. At Franchise Inc., we've done the homework for you. We can help match your interests and background with the franchise that's right for you. And we only work with proven franchise systems with a solid reputation and track record of success.
The consultants at Franchise Inc. can help you with your short and long-term wealth strategy.
Give us a call today and we'll send you free our best-selling book, Solving the Puzzle of Owning a Franchise.
Remember, it's not just owning a franchise, but finding the right one for you. Call us at 800-961-0420 for a quick consultation to discuss what's important to you, your business, and your future.
The service is free. The book is free. What do you have to lose? Find the business that's right for you.
Call Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420. That's Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneurs of one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you ever dreamed of owning your own business, you've come to the right place. Today's show is being brought to you by Franchise Times Magazine. Franchise Times is the only magazine that targets both franchisors and multi-unit franchisees, and is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise. How you doing today, Don? Welcome back.
I'm doing fine this week. Marty, how's your week going?
Good. It's going well. Going by fast. Good. It's no snow this week, so I'm kind of happy about that. You know, kind of snowed out, Don, a bit, you know.
Yeah.
What do you think of the Super Bowl? Yeah, what do you think of the Super Bowl? I know you had
We had some friends over. It was, you know, good game. You know, it's always fun with the game. It's always an event with the funny commercials and a good halftime show.
True.
And also running around the house hoping all the kids don't break stuff. So
That's true. Yeah, it was a good game. I didn't think it was a great game. You know, again, I think I was mentioning to you I was a little disappointed, you know, that the Jets weren't in it, you know, so it was kind of little down about that, but you know, what can you do?
Right.
Maybe, you know, maybe next year. Our last show, Don, we met with Fantastic Sam's franchise opportunity. We met with the CEO, Scott Colombuano, and got to meet with one of their franchisees, Rich Upson, who's a multi-unit franchisee. And I had no idea that Rich was voted, was it by the IFA? I guess it was the Franchisee of the Year, which is, I think, one of the highest of high honors.
Right.
In the world of franchising, anyway, because think of all the franchisees that are out there, you know. So that was amazing. I just learned that last week. And I guess one of the questions I had to Rich was, you know, how did you do that? And it was a great response. I mean, it really always goes back to the basics, Don, is I think he really just followed the system, you know, and he seemed like
right.
He was a good match for Fantastic Sam's as well. Do you have any thoughts on last week's show?
It was interesting that he found the franchise from attending a trade show. I think he was looking at something else, and that led to a conversation, which led to then considering Fantastic Sam's. They went to the trade show, not even thinking of that, and you know, I guess that's what happens sometimes. So they just love the industry, the business model. I've always liked the hair cutting industry because I always feel it's at least recession resistant. I know there's a lot of competition.
Mm-hmm.
Now we see a lot of these places, you know, specialize high-end or, you know, for kids haircutting and stuff like that. But, you know, this is your typical franchise where you open one and the goal is to own several and have a nice protected territory. And, you know, I like the cash component of this franchise, too. It's always good to be paid in cash. And,
sure, absolutely.
You know, and in this case, they got a well-known name. I think they have over 1,000 franchisees around the country.
Yeah, I guess Fantastic Sam's is up to 1,300 salons located throughout North America. They had a bunch of accolades over the years, too, Don, you know, as we've watched them. This was nice for us because it was the second time we had Sam's back on the show. And, you know, it's always fun to watch the growth and see what's kind of changed in the business. Let's see. They've been voted, I guess, by Entrepreneur Magazine and somewhere in the top. They've had accolades from Black Enterprise Magazine, Franchise Times Magazine, Bonds. You know, so they've really been all over the place. But I just thought it was a great story of you know, Rich, how he went through the whole process, you know. And
right.
It just seemed like it almost seemed like a perfect match, you know, for what he was looking to do. And I think he's going to grow over time.
Right.
You know, so it'll be interesting if we have him back in another year or two and watch and see what he's done. So
right.
Just a great story. I was really impressed.
A happy franchisee, motivated, wants to grow,
mm-hmm.
Knows his business. Sounds like he has some pretty good employees. Can't ask for more than that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. He's a very modest guy, too, I thought, wasn't he? He was very in listening to him.
Right.
Just a good guy. So what do we
got
going on today? Today's a big show. I know a lot of people are excited about today's show as well, particularly because of the season.
Yeah, Ronnie Deutsch, founder, president of Ronnie Deutsch Tax Center, and Matt Ritchie, executive VP for the franchise. It's really been a fast-growing franchise. They only just really started franchising their tax component just a few years ago. And,
mm-hmm.
and they've grown tremendously, and, you know, we're into tax season now, so it's interesting having them on. So we'll hear her story. She's very well known nationally, and I believe had the largest tax resolution business, and then decided to get into offering franchises for helping people with taxes. And I understand that's going well. So we look forward.
Yeah, well,
to
in
that.
2009, not that long ago, Don, it was Entrepreneur.com listed Ronnie Deutsch Tax Center as one of the fastest growing franchise companies in the country. You know, and Ronnie seems to be all over the place. I mean, a lot of times if I'm watching, you know, whether it's CNN or Fox, you know, I see her on. You know, they refer to her.
as far as what's going on in the tax industry, you know. So, so looking forward to having her on the show today. Should be interesting. And we also have, we can't forget Matt Ritchie. He's the executive vice president of Ronnie Deutsch Tax Center as well. So, and I think you know Matt. So it's going to be great to have both of them on the show at the same time. Yeah. So what else do we have going on in the world of franchising? Any shows going on? Any current events?
A couple of shows coming up. The Franchise and Business Opportunities Expo, our friends over there. There's a show in Nashville February 19th and 20th. And also in our backyard here, their New Jersey, New York show, March 5th and 6th. Get details by going to usfranchiseexpos.com.
You've been to that one too, I guess, Don, right? That show up in New Jersey.
Right. Yes.
Like I say, draw a lot of people from the New Jersey, New York area, in that part of New Jersey. And it always seems like it's you've liked it or enjoyed going to that show.
Yeah, I'm
going
to try to go this year.
A little more intimate
too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a little more intimate, you know, than like let's say like the show that you have in Washington D.C. You know, where you typically have like 300 franchisers and all these exhibitors and things like that. So this is a little more intimate, I think, which is good. You know,
I like all the shows. Hey, if the two franchises are there, I like it.
There you go. You can talk to them all day. You know, it's so absolutely.
There's something, Marty, through FairfaxTimes.com. I have an interesting article, Franchising Gains Steam as Business Model by Greg McDonald. It starts off, Donna Blackman, a former human resources director who spent 3 decades at a Fortune 500 company, today calls herself a solopreneur. We have you coined the phrase franchisepreneur. She calls it solopreneur. She says, I got laid off twice in just 6 years. I told myself that I just couldn't subject myself to it anymore. After about a year of considering her options, she went into business for herself, sort of. After extensive researching to the point of what I called analysis paralysis, I decided to buy into a franchise. With initial investment of less than $40,000, Blackman started The Growth Coach, Northern Virginia, a franchise providing business coaching to local small business owners. She pays monthly branding and royalty fees of about $800 per month at a parent company and pockets the remainder for profits. Her decision to buy into a franchise is one shared by an increasing number of would-be entrepreneurs. According to D.C.-based IFA, franchise buy-ins are on the rise across the U.S. Normally, franchising does well during a recession because people lose their jobs and many pursue alternative options. But the past couple of years have hindered franchise growth as opposed to helping it. And, of course, credit and financing are the reasons for that. Lending overall was down because of the housing crisis. Home equity, another historical source for franchise funding, was also very limited for many people. Experts predict that economic recovery in the U.S. will take hold this year following the end of the Great Recession. And also they're saying the $858 billion tax and unemployment benefits package enacted by Congress at the end of 2010 could reduce the level of economic uncertainty that is believed to have slowed business and consumer spending. It's such an improved macroeconomic environment. Franchising is poised for stronger growth in 2011, the study says. A person by the name of Betty Ott of SCORE, a resource partner of the Small Business Administration based in Herndon, said franchising is not for the timid.
That's true.
So that cuts out a lot of our friends.
There you go.
It is very important for franchisees read and understand every line in their franchise disclosure document. There are 23 standardized components to all disclosure documents, and the potential franchisee needs to be aware of the impacts in every one of them. They can be very large and boring, but they are extremely binding. She says franchises can fail if franchisees don't understand exactly what they have agreed to do. For someone who knows what they're getting into, a franchise can provide support that is generally not available to someone starting a business from scratch. I had no desire to start a business on my own, said Carol Radden, who with her husband Ron started her own franchise last November. Both were recently laid off from their jobs. We decided we were finished relying on others for our income, she said. Their new franchise business, Caring Transitions of Chantilly, supports families through major life transitions such as relocation, downsizing, organization, estate sales, and home sale preparation. We're basically a personal concierge service. It's a win-win situation. We can work from home and also feel good about what we're doing, which is helping people. we've had a lot of franchises on that, you know, fit that category, Marty, where it's kind of a feel-good franchise. You know, they're helping people, whether it's senior care. You know, even something like an ice cream franchise. I mean, how can you not be happy, you know, getting ice cream?
Well, it's true. No, it's, you know, and we've mentioned that. You know, remember, you know, it's a good example, Don, you know, when we had Rita's on the show, you know, and you know, the franchisees, I mean, they're serving families, you know what I mean? It's not expensive, you know, to typically go out for ice cream, you know, and you're putting a smile on people's faces and things like that. So, yeah, you know, there's lots of ways to provide a valuable service. So, yeah, these are great examples.
He goes on, the Rams were able to get Caring Transition off the ground with a $60,000 franchise investment, said it was worth every penny. There's an overwhelming learning curve in starting a new business.
Right.
They
very
said
true.
The proven framework and support system of franchise can propel you over many obstacles. Dan Graham of Fairfax, Virginia, franchise helps to cut down on the errors that can undercut a business's financing. 6 months ago, he researched more than 15 franchise opportunities before settling on a Junk King removal and recycling franchise that he operates out of Springfield. I wanted a tested, proven model. We had Junk King on just a couple months ago.
That's right,
Dan. Let me see here. And it's a proven model, he says, that's been well-tested in a fairly young industry. He says the model is generally very green. He says it's recession-resistant, service-oriented business. Having a proven model to fall back on is the key. The number of new businesses that start and fail each year is phenomenal. The appeal of a franchise is that it's generally a proven business model, and it comes with support and a marketing framework that can help you apply your resources in the right direction without a lot of guesswork. But as a franchise owner, you are also an important part of the equation. A franchise is not an instant business in a box that automatically comes with customers. Well, I probably read that that basic theme about 100 times, all worded differently. But that's a good
it's a great, yeah, it's a great article. I got to tell you, it's one of my favorite articles. You're right. I mean, we've gone over this 100 times, but the way the writer put everything together is very true. It's really an excellent article. I'd like to. This is the one that was in the Fairfax paper?
Right. Yeah, Fairfax
okay.
Times, right.
Fairfax Times. Okay, yeah, I'd like to hold on to this one because I think it's one that I like to go back to from time to time because they did an excellent job in writing the article. But, yeah, I mean, they've hit all the key points that we've been discussing for such a long time now. How many people, Don, you know, when they get let go from corporate America, you know, they feel burned about, you know, going back and getting into it all over again and starting from scratch.
Right.
You know, why not get into your own business? But go into something, as you were saying, a proven model. You know, who wants to get into something where you don't know if it's going to work or not? I think somewhere it said in the article is franchising eliminates the guesswork. I mean, the market research has already been done. You know, the franchisor has made mistakes, you know, and you don't have to duplicate those mistakes, you know.
Right.
And the sharing of best practices with all the other franchisees and things like that. So, really a fantastic article. I like, too, in the end, how they mention not to expect things to happen right away. I believe there's a perception sometimes out there is that when you buy into certain franchise systems that people think that the customers are just going to come running through the door. You know, and I've referenced this one a dozen times up to this point, but it was one of my favorite stories that you read probably almost a year ago. It was the Subway guy, you know, the guy who buys a Subway franchise, and I think he had that perception in the beginning that customers were just going to come running into
right.
the door. And it wasn't like that at all. He was working 60 to 80 hours a week. Changed over time. The second year was a little easier, and the third year was a little easier. But
right.
That first year, yeah, it's going to be tough. It's going to be hard work, you know. And, of course, it's the franchise.
Simply put, your chances are just higher of being profitable and faster, you know, with the franchise. But, you know, you might not make money the first year. It's the way it is. The article goes on a little further. It says, and if franchisees are not careful, you can find out the hard way that their own contributions are actually a smaller part of the equation than they might think. Although you are given a proven structure and a framework to work within, you have to remember that is often a very rigid framework. For a franchisor, building the brand is what it's all about, and a franchisee generally has to abide by very strict regulations that do not veer from the agreed-upon format. Many franchisees believe they can incorporate their own ideas and creativity, but find out the hard way that they cannot. So
that's something to keep in mind. A bad thing, you know, and that's why we frequently say on the show, franchising, it's great, we believe in it, but it's definitely not for everyone, is it?
Right.
The gentleman that we had on the show last week, he seemed like he was almost a perfect match for franchising. He just, as he said, he became the most successful franchisee. He got that award from the IFA because he just simply followed the system, you know. He didn't recreate anything. He just did what they told him to do, and it, you know, not to make it sound so simple, but that's really how it works, is, you know, is following the system. I like how the article, too, mentioned about the whole learning curve thing, too, Don, because, you know, a lot of times for people, they haven't been back in school for a long time, you know, so it's kind of like a new situation where, you know, you go back to a classroom, you know, and you're learning things all over again, you know, and sometimes that's tough for people in the beginning. It's just so much information. It's like information overload.
Right.
You know, which is something you have to take into consideration as well. It seems like a lot of franchisors now are doing a lot of pre-training. Before you even go to the main training, they'll do some pre-training before you actually come out to their headquarters, you know. So you're kind of prepared in advance what to expect.
Yeah, you know, it should be real interesting, too, because we're reading so many of these articles of people laid off, don't know what to do. They do some soul searching. They then end up investing in a franchise. It would be interesting seeing the numbers, the statistics, a couple of years from now, 2 or 3 years. I think franchising is probably going through a little bit of a boom phase. I mean, that's maybe held back a little bit. Maybe people don't quite have the money they did a couple of years ago and so forth. But, you know, there's only so many things someone can do who's downsized. And a startup franchise is usually a little less expensive than buying an existing business. A successful business cash flowing is always going to be more expensive. And if people need financing, well, they have to come up with a down payment. That can be anywhere from 10 to 20%. But, you know, many successful franchises have an investment size under 250. It'll be interesting seeing the statistics a couple of years from now on how many more franchise units are out there throughout the country because of this, you know, recession the last couple of years. You know, people have to do something. They can't just sit home and eventually not do anything. So,
Bring up an interesting point, you know, and I never actually thought about that. Is I think what, you know, the recession has done is it's opened the eyes to a lot of people out there who may have never considered franchising. And yes, they probably did want to get into one, but because of, you know, all these finance issues and things like that, they just couldn't get into it. But maybe, as you're saying, a year or two down the road, we're going to see a very big increase. You know, I remember in 2005, I can't remember, I think it was like a record year of new franchise systems created or franchises sold. I can't remember what it was, but it was a crazy number. We might see that in another couple of years, you know. So
I think you're talking about the number of new franchise or companies. Or businesses franchising their concept. I think back in 05, 06 was a big-time year for that. You know, next week's show we're having on Fran Data, so, you know, they can be a good source for just not only, you know, recent and past statistics, but, you know, I'm sure they track this, you know, all this type of stuff, these numbers on what this whole Great Recession has meant to franchising and where the numbers will be a few years from now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, it's a great article. It's a good choice, you know, and I know you do your homework with the articles as well. So.
Yeah, I was only up at 2 in the morning last night, though.
there you go. Well, excellent job.
Thank God for Virginia. Beautiful state of Virginia came through.
Good job. But we'll save that article because I think we're going to go back to it. So it looks like Ronnie and Matt have called in, Don. So why don't we do this? We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more Franchise Interviews. Coming up in segment two, in 2009, Entrepreneur.com listed them as one of the fastest growing franchise companies in the country. We're meeting with Ronnie Deutsch, the founder and president of Ronnie Deutsch Tax Center, and Matt Ritchie, executive vice president of the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Center. Coming up in segment two.
Big now!
Okay, you've got my attention.
It's a rare event in the world of franchising when an opportunity comes your way that can and will thrive in almost any economic environment. It's here, and its name is Big Mouth Advertising.
Big Mouth.
BMA is a leader in the exciting world of mobile media advertising. Why is mobile media advertising able to defy the economic cycles? The answer is obvious. In times of economic weakness, advertising is crucial for survival as the consumer dollar is scarce and the competition fierce. What is mobile media? It's the newest and fastest growing segment in the advertising world. Mobile media brings the message directly to the consumer. Mobile media goes to the consumer in traffic where he eats and where he plays. It quite simply cannot be turned off or thrown out. And when you join the Big Mouth team as a franchisee, you are joining the best. The Big Mouth advantage is simple and successful. We invest in a strong infrastructure and in great people. As a franchisee, you have access to this entire system, including telemarketing, sales maximization, general and administrative support, design and creative services, even billing and collection services. All you need is a mobile media vehicle, a driver, and the willingness to create a financially sound and limitless business for yourself. There are no long-term leases to sign, no expensive build-outs, no office personnel to hire. You will be part of the Big Mouth Advertising community and share its entire website and reception services, as well as its complete back-office services. This virtual office guarantees you the freedom to close those sales that will make you a success. We are so proud of our successes that we have voluntarily disclosed our revenue statements. Now, how many other franchises are doing that? Even in these historically rough financial times, Big Mouth Advertising has become a dominant force in the mobile media industry. Join the Big Mouth team and take the first step toward financial freedom. Please call Ron at 888-98-GO-BIG. That's 888-98-GO-BIG.
Big Mouth!
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneurs one one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. And as we were saying earlier, Don, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Ronnie Deutsch, the founder and president of Ronnie Deutsch Tax Center, and Matt Ritchie, executive vice president of Ronnie Deutsch Tax Center. At Ronnie Deutsch, a professional tax corporation, is the nation's largest tax resolution law firm. They've been helping clients resolve their tax liabilities for over 20 years and have served saved their clients millions of dollars along the way. In 2009, Entrepreneur.com listed Ronnie Deutsch Tax Center as one of the fastest growing franchise companies in the country. Hey, Ronnie. Hey, Matt. How are you doing today?
Hey, Don. Hey, Marty. Unfortunately, Ronnie is unavailable. She is out sick. I do apologize on her behalf.
Well, wish her well, and I hope she feels better, Matt.
So you guys are stuck with me.
That's okay. We're not stuck. We're still big fans, by the way. It's from the segment one. We were talking about what a nice guy you are. So it's great to have you on the show, Matt. And Matt, I think you know Don, don't you?
Actually, I met Don a couple years back at a convention. So Don's a great guy. I met his family, beautiful wife, and two beautiful children.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's just end the show there.
End it on a high note. There you go.
Absolutely. Matt, I thought I could start asking you, you know, what were you doing before joining Ronnie Deutsch Tax Center? I know you have an interesting background, and what drew you to the company as well?
Well, actually, I went to law school up in Sacramento, mm-hmm. California, and while I was in law school, I interviewed at a small firm at that time, which was a small firm, Ronnie Deutsch, law offices of Ronnie Deutsch, and I was just amazed by this woman and her passion and what she was doing for her clients, and I came on board with her firm and became an attorney, you know, grew with Ronnie, you know, went through the ranks, became the managing attorney at one point in time. And at that point in time, we had about 200 employees at the law firm. Well, at the same time, Ronnie started the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Center. And she saw, you know, clients calling in, needing assistance, and she saw that a lot of these individuals probably should not have been in the position of owing the IRS if they would have gone to a more competent tax professional. And that's really what gave her the idea of starting her own tax preparation company, and she started the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Center. And once she decided to go into franchising a couple of years later, you know, the company started growing, and she said, Matt, you know, I would like you to take a leap of faith with me and leave the law firm and come join me here at Ronnie Deutsch Tax Center and help me grow that business like you helped me grow my law firm. And if you ever met Ronnie, you know that she has such great passion, and
yes,
she's going to follow through with what she says. And I said, you know, Ronnie, I absolutely want to join you on this road of growing this business. And like you just said, we were ranked the fourth fastest growing franchise by Franchise Times Fast 55 in 2010. And, you know, we're steadily growing each year. And, you know, that's really my background. I came through as a law, as an attorney with her.
It seemed, Matt,
fantastic.
Like a natural fit with, you know, Ronnie Deutsch's, you know, her popularity of her name and a successful firm to naturally go into the tax preparation business. But was there any hesitancy? There's just, you know, some big-name competitors in that business.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the funny thing is, it's funny that you asked that, Don, because actually an attorney that we worked with probably about 3 years prior to Ronnie making that decision came during a meeting and said, Ronnie, why aren't we doing tax preparation? He said the exact same thing you did. You have the brand name recognition.
Mm-hmm.
It's synonymous with taxes. Why aren't we doing this? And she just kind of said, why would I want to? There's these bigger companies out there that they own the market. Well, that really stuck with her, resonated, and she kind of always went back to that. And she started doing her research. We all did. And we realized that the big three really own 25% of the market.
Mm-hmm.
So that left 75% of the market available. So we did our research, we did our secret shopping, and, you know, did everything that we needed to do to make an informed business decision. And, you know, we realized, hey, there is room for another big company out there.
Oh, yeah,
talk,
I agree,
about
Matt.
The business
model. That was a surprise the first time I heard that,
Yeah. I was just going to say, Marty, I just wanted to ask Matt that, you know, the franchise is unique. It's a little different. Like, maybe talk
mm-hmm.
about the business model with the different profit centers, Matt.
Sure. Our business model, unlike the, you know, the normal tax preparation companies that we all think of, you know, they pretty much open on January 1 and they close their doors on May 1st. And you don't see that business again until January 1 the following year. Our business model is different and unique because we don't think that our franchisees should just shut their doors down and pay a lease payment for 8 months out of the year while they're not generating income. So what we have is additional business services. And what I mean by that is we do more than just tax preparation. We want individuals in the community to realize that Ronnie Deutsch Tax Center is a financial hub. So we'll do your taxes, but we can do your payroll and bookkeeping if you're a professional business. But for individuals, we also debt resolution. We have discount health care. We have life insurance. We also have business entity formation and business compliance. Now, these are done through business partners that we have brought to the table. They're all nationally recognized companies, and we spend countless hours doing our due diligence, vetting these companies out, so we know they're top-notch. the most important thing for us is to make sure if we refer someone out to another company that our clients are going to get the same exact service that we would provide to them. Now, we also allow our franchisees to bring their own skill set in. So maybe someone sells life insurance. Maybe they're a real estate broker. Maybe they're into ticket sales. Or maybe they're a financial planner. We also allow them to do that business within the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Center as well. So, again, so they keep their doors open year-round, and they generate income year-round instead of just 4 months out of the year.
Smart. I think that's a big selling point. Knowing that, I mean, I know this would make me nervous, just, you know, being seasonal, one mm-hmm. service, although it's a good service. I mean, everybody has to do their taxes. It's great, and there's a lot of room for growth. Like you mentioned, the big three or four still have a small market share, but I know I've been a business owner 20 years. I've always liked having multiple services, so I bet you that's a nice selling point for your franchisees, and also that they can continue doing something maybe they were doing to continue to, as long as it's sort of in line with a services type business. So that's definitely a nice selling point, Matt.
Oh, absolutely, and think about it too, guys. You're cross marketing your clients. You know, they come in to just get their tax preparation done, and they're sitting down, and these individuals look at tax preparers as trusted advisors. They're sharing their financial information with you, something, Don, you may not share with your own wife.
Right.
You're not probably sharing it with your mom and dad. You're not sharing it with your children. You know, sometimes people don't even share this information with loved ones, but they're opening everything up to you. So when they come to you and you say, hey, you know what, I see that you have a lot of credit card debt, and I see that you're only making $35,000 a year. Are you having trouble making those payments? Well, yes, I am. Well, let me refer you to one of our business partners who maybe will be able to help reduce your credit card debt payments by almost 50%. See, as a trusted advisor, they're going to listen to you. And so you're cross-marketing that client for one. You know, they come in for tax preparation, but they may end up needing you for two or three other services. And really, that's why we want to be that one-stop shop within our clientele's community.
Excellent. I know you've done good jobs forming other partnerships with sport teams. I know Ronnie background, and I think you might have told me, she was an Olympian softball player, right?
She actually was at Cal Berkeley. She was an All-American, not Olympian, but All-American softball player at Cal Berkeley.
I was going to bust on her a little bit because I was a shortstop on my high school team. I was going to challenge her in the future to some ground balls. But anyway,
Don, I think she would eat you alive.
Yeah, let's scratch that challenge.
Yeah.
So tell us about your sports partnerships.
So our sports partnership, something we started last year. We realized, how we can benefit from partnering up with major national sports teams. It's all about building the brand recognition. And what we do with them is very unique and different from what our competitors are doing. Not only do we get, television and radio commercials through these partnerships, but also they allow us to come and do a tax night. For example, a couple weeks ago in January on the 21st and 22nd and 23rd, we were out at the New Jersey Nets and the New York Islanders, where our local franchisees went out there. They had a booth. It was known as Tax Night. And every individual 18 years and older who walked through the door received a free state tax return. And we also gave away free federal tax return coupons as well. And yes, it's all about driving business to our local franchisees, but it's also building that brand within your community, but also on a national level, because when someone in New Jersey or someone in Dallas, say the Dallas Mavericks are playing the New Jersey Nets, and they're watching the game on TV, well, in the center hung ring, we have our Ronnie Deutsch Tax Center sign up. Well, that person may actually get a chance to see that sitting in their home in Dallas. So it's about building the brand as well.
Yeah,
that's something. What about technology, Matt? How has technology played a role in your business today?
Well, technology for us is huge, and we like to tout that we have some of the best IT guys in the world. But really, it comes down to making it easy for our franchisees. one of the things that differentiates us from our competitors is we're web-based, and we work on a terminal platform. So you can prepare a tax return anywhere in the world as long as you can get connection to the Internet and you bring a printer with you. So what that means is, and we did this back in the day when we had our tax center before we were franchising, we actually went out to the Las Vegas Hilton. We met with our HR, and we said, we want to do tax returns for your employees, and we want to do the tax returns from the convenience of your lunchroom.
Right.
So that way, your employees don't have to go do it late at night after work,
right,
or on a Saturday or Sunday when they want to spend time with their family or they just want to relax. So we sent 4 tax preparers from Sacramento, armed with their laptops and little portable printers, and they sat down in the break room and they prepared over 100 returns over the course of a few days. And it's
wow,
because
got to eat lunch at the same time. Yeah.
Exactly. So it was really convenient. The person would come in, drop their stuff off in the morning, and by the time they left, they were handed their tax return and everything. So they didn't even have to go anywhere. They didn't have to do anything. But because we're web-based, our tax preparers can go on-site to businesses and prepare tax returns. So that's very unique. We have individuals who establish relationships with churches, individuals who establish relationships with casinos like the Hilton in Vegas, but they're local casinos, like those Indian casinos, or even, some hospitals. A lot of people, they're really busy, and they want that convenience. We also, what we do differently, too, is, we protect all the information. Everything is backed by our computers, our servers out here in Sacramento, California. So say our franchisee in New York, if their system goes down, it crashes, they don't have to call, a geek squad, which can cost
right,
up to $1,000 and maybe take a day or two. We back everything up, so we'll get you back up and running in no time. So you lose no information. It's all protected.
That's fantastic.
We also, throughout the entire year, not just during tax season, we also have support team where our franchisees can call in, and not only will they get technical support, so it's a funny story, it's true, and I like to tell it because it just shows us as humans, how simple something is, but yet how we lose our minds as a new business owner. We had a franchisee call in one time, and they couldn't get their computer working, and our tech support, they called the tech support, and they're like, okay, so tell me what's going on with the computer. What happened? Well, it just never worked. Well, what do you mean it never worked? Well, I tried turning it on. Well, did you plug it in? Person looks down on the ground and says, you know what? I'm so sorry I just wasted your 5 minutes. I never plugged it in. So it's as simple as that.
Oh, God. Well, they're probably so flustered it wasn't working.
Yeah, as a new franchisee, you're going to be a little flustered at times, and we understand that.
It's fantastic. It is a great story. The industry, I was surprised too, Matt, when I researched your industry to find out that, they call the big three, it was only like 25%, and that the majority was like, I guess you could say like the mom and pops. What is the industry up to? I mean, again, they had the great quote, one thing is certain, death and taxes, so this industry is going to be here forever. Are there any numbers as far as what the industry is up to at this point?
Sure. I'm going to do a little plug here on Ronnie's behalf. Ronnie actually is the executive producer of a movie called Death or Taxes. It's actually out in some movies festivals. So if you have a chance, log on to deathortaxes.com. You can see the trailer.
Okay.
It's a fascinating movie. I've seen it. It was really great. But it tells the story of individuals like you and I who have had horrific instances with the IRS. But to answer your question, what is going on in the industry? The industry is at this point in time is like the wild, wild west. It is pretty crazy right now. What I mean by that is the IRS is not a big fan of the refund anticipation loans. And they are trying to, in our opinion, kill those. And there's a lot of banks that used to fund the refund anticipation loans, but they are dwindling down. We're down to like three banks that are actually doing it. And the big news, of course, was that H&R Block's bank was told by the banking regulators that they were not allowed to fund H&R Block's refund anticipation loans this year. So they don't have them. Unfortunately, we do not have them either. And a lot of companies out there don't have them. So that's a big change we're seeing in the industry, is these refund anticipation loans are going by the wayside. And most likely won't be around in the next year or two.
That's something. I heard something about the 1099s, too, with the $600 rule or something? I didn't quite understand it, but I guess a business, they had to pay or send out a 1099 if they spent over $600 with the business. It was like leaving a paper trail or something like that.
Yeah, so if you spend a certain amount of money, you know, people in this economy don't want to pay taxes. They want to keep as much as they can. So, you know, a lot of deals are being done under the table, but the IRS is saying, no, you know, if you make a certain amount of money or if you pay out someone a certain amount of money, you need a 1099 that individual. You know, I've spoken with revenue officers, and, you know, they've told me before that, well, if you pay someone to mow your lawn, you know, a 12-year-old neighbor, you need a 1099 that child. And
that's ridiculous, isn't it?
That's what I said to him. I said, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. But and also to answer the question about the industry, how is it changing? The IRS is now cracking down and really coming down and regulating tax preparers. Right now, California and Oregon are really the only two states that require a taxpayer to register with the Internal Revenue Service. They're required to take classes. They have to meet certain number of hours, and they have to take a test and pass it. And then each year they have to renew their license, so to speak. It's not really a license, but they have to renew it. The IRS says every person in the United States is now going to have to start following those same guidelines. And the reason why is there's a huge tax gap, and the IRS is saying, hey, a lot of these, you know, I don't want to say it, just blame it on the mom and pop type individuals out there, but a lot of those individuals are not up to date in the tax laws. They're filing tax returns incorrectly, which is to the benefit of the taxpayer receiving a larger refund, not the government receiving more money. So they're really cracking down, and we see that as a good thing. From Ronnie Deutsch Tax Center's point of view, we see that as a good thing. You know, we want everybody to get the best tax return done, and a proper tax return done, because it's only going to cause you, when the IRS comes and audits you, a big headache in the end. We see it from the law firm, and really that's what our model is, you know, giving our clients a superior tax return, tax service. When you go in there, you know you're getting someone who's experienced, someone who knows the rules and regulations, and is going to file a tax return that's appropriate and according to the rules. That's a big change right now out there with these mom-and-pop tax preparers, which can lead to growth for us. We love, you know, individual taxpayers to come out and join the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Center family. We've had great success with that.
Matt, we have to take a quick break. Can you stick around for another segment?
Absolutely.
That's fantastic. We'll be right back with more Franchise Interviews.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open? Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com. Franchise Interviews. For over 2 years now, Franchise Interviews has been giving you an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship.
Through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews, as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising.
And our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisors, franchisees, franchise authors, experts, and attorneys.
And our free franchise newsletter, which is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise.
And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919.
That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews. We're asking the Franchipreneurs 101. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you ever think of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. We have a great show today. We're meeting with Matt Ritchie, Executive Vice President of Ronnie Deutsch Tax Center. Ronnie Deutsch, a professional tax corporation, is the nation's largest tax resolution law firm. They've been helping clients resolve their tax liabilities for over 20 years. In 2009, Entrepreneur.com listed Ronnie Deutsch Tax Center as one of the fastest-growing franchise companies in the country. And Don, I think you're up.
Yeah, Matt, you have quite a few franchisees in the system now. Are there certain characteristics you see in some of the more successful ones? And as you're recruiting and signing up new franchisees, are there certain characteristics you key in on that are important?
Absolutely. I mean, when you're speaking with individuals and you're interviewing them, you know, obviously, if you're a franchisor or you're in the franchise business, you understand that everybody who comes through your pipeline, you're not just accepting them because they have money. They're going to fail, and that's bad for your brand. So when we're doing our interview process and we're going through the discovery with them, you know, one of the things we look at is really, with our business model being open year-round and being so involved with the additional business services, we need individuals who are outgoing, are somewhat have a sales background, they know how to market, they know how to talk to individuals or cross-market. People who are go-getters. We're looking for those entrepreneurs who really want to dig down and are willing to work hard, get out of their comfort zone, so to speak, and, you know, be able to do the business to business. Walk to your neighbor's doors, introduce yourself, find out what type of business needs that they require, and make sure that if they require something that you do, that you're getting them into your business portfolio. So those are the type of individuals we look for. Now, obviously, you can be an individual who is going to be an absentee owner, so to speak. But if that's the case, then you're going to need to understand that you're going to have to hire a manager with those same similar qualities that I just spoke about. But when that happens, you're also increasing your payroll, which increases, you know, or decreases the amount of money that you can possibly make over the years. So that's one of the things that we're looking for in individuals.
What about their backgrounds in the past, Matt? Like, what were they doing in their past lives before becoming franchisees? Any examples? Or?
Well, we're kind of mixed. You know, I would say about 30% of our franchisees have a tax preparation background. You know, some of them are CPAs.
Some of them are enrolled agents, or some of them were just individuals who had been tax preparers for numerous years and decided they wanted to stop working for someone else. They wanted to take control of their life and be their own boss, so they became a franchisee. Other individuals, you know, were just looking to start a business, and they really liked our business model. They didn't really know exactly what type of business they wanted to get into until they actually started doing the research. And then you have individuals who got let go during the recession from their job, and they were, you know, didn't want to get back into the workforce, didn't want to take
right.
that risk of getting laid off again because the economy was not coming out of the slump. So they wanted to take ownership of their life and say, you know what, I'm at a certain age of my life now where I'm kind of done with corporate America. And so they, you know, thought about coming in and owning their own business. And a lot of those individuals have more of the business background where they understand numbers and they know how to run a company. So they really liked our business model with the additional business services and being open year-round compared to some of our competitors.
That was interesting. In our chat room, we just got a question about training. What's training like, Matt? Like, how does that work?
Okay. Well, you know, the initial training is 1 week. It is held here at our corporate office in Sacramento, California. And it really goes through, you know, you can't learn everything in a week, but it really goes through, you know, what your day is going to be like as a franchisee. We have proprietary software, so we teach you how to navigate through that. We teach you marketing and, you know, what you need to do as a franchisee to market your location. You're taught, you know, a little bit about tax return preparation. We don't actually teach you a class during that week, but we give you, you know, some of the background and how to navigate through our software. You're taught about the additional business services, or who they are, how they work for you. But the training doesn't stop there. Training is continuous and ongoing. I mean, we have franchisees. You know, we're a relatively young company still. This is our fourth tax season, and we had 15 founding members. And they still get trained on a monthly basis. And we train all our franchisees via webinars or conference calls on a monthly basis where, you know, things are constantly being updated by the IRS. Well, then we here at corporate office have to, you know, tweak our system a little bit and figure out what we need to do on our end to make our franchisees' life easier because of those changes, and then we have to train and educate our franchisees on that. So it's a constant training each month. We're on the phone or doing a webinar showing our franchisees something and educating them.
Matt, we got about 30 seconds. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information on becoming a franchisee? Are there any websites they can go to, any phone numbers they call?
Absolutely. You can go to rdtcfranchise.com. Again, that's rdtcfranchise.com. Or you can call 866-738-2289. Again, that's 866-738-2289. You can ask for myself or our Vice President, Russell Deutsch, and we'll be more than happy to discuss our concept with you.
The time went quick, Matt, didn't it?
Yeah,
sure
it did.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you guys for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
No problem. Hope Ronnie feels better,
we'll
and
have to
we'll
back.
Be talking
yeah.
to you soon. Yeah.
Okay, well, if you guys are at the IFA convention, love to see you guys.
Excellent.
You got it. We'll be there.
All right.
Thanks, Matt.
Bye.
Great show, huh, Don?
Yeah. Nice. Matt's a good guy. Knows what he's talking about, of course. Nice, fast-growing franchise. Good show.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It was a great show, you know, and I like how they're open all year round. You know, there's definitely a lot of things different about Monty Deutsch Tax Center compared to, you know, some of the other ones out
right.
there, you know. So, yeah, it was a great show. It did go by fast. There just wasn't enough time to go over everything, you know. So good job, Don, on segment one. And for our listeners, go to franchiseinterviews.com, franchisefunding.net, gofranchise.com, the new franchiseworldradio.com, where you can hear all of our interviews there. We've been syndicated, and lots of things going on. And we got Fran data next week, don't we, Don?
Yeah, looking forward to that.
It should be a good show. So good job, Don. And again, thanks, everyone, for listening. And I'll see you next week, Don.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone.